Ajana George Muttungal was born in Kochi, Kerala, India on the 2nd of April, 1994 and was a parishioner of St. Patrick Church in Vithila, part of the Archdiocese of Veerapoli. Even as a child, she had a great devotion towards the Eucharist and never missed daily Mass. Growing up, she became involved with Jesus Youth, a global movement for young Catholics which greatly nourished her spiritual life. In her zeal to share the love of Christ with the youth, Ajana dedicated 1 year to becoming a full-time missionary, and after completing her postgraduate degree with flying colors, she joined Sacred Heart College in the hometown of Ernakulam as an assistant professor in the Commerce Department. She was part of the Ernakulam Teens Team and the All Kerala Music Central Team, but the cancer with which she was fighting did not permit her to do her job. In 2017, Ajana was diagnosed with cancer in her jawbone. Although her treatment was successful, initially, the cancer soon spread to her eyes, ears, lips, liver, but nothing could shake her faith or her joy. The smile on her face never faded, and the praise of God was present upon her lips. In 2020, Ajana shared a testimony during the Kerala Nurses Meet. She spoke of how the Eucharist became a source of strength during the hard days she encountered while diagnosed with cancer. Eventually, she lost sight in one eye and hearing in one ear. As Ajana's pain and suffering increased, so did her love for God. She offered gladly all her pains for the love of the Lord and salvation of souls. Diseases and bodily pains did not prevent her from loving Jesus Christ all the more, because her wish from childhood was to remain holy, ever in the love of God. Ignoring her physical limitations and holding on to her mother's arms, Ajana showed up at church every day. You would see her in the church often before the Eucharist. She was a true lover of the Eucharist. During the last point of her life, while she was struggling with cancer, and to make matters worse, it was during the time of coronavirus outbreak when churches were on lockdown, she would look for a church that would be open and she would travel on a scooter to the church to receive our Lord in the Eucharist. She never missed Mass, even during the lockdown period. Even when her face had been disfigured from the cancer, even when she lost part of her hearing and her ability to speak, she would make every effort to be at church among the faithful to receive communion. With her condition, it wasn't easy getting up early every morning, but that never stopped Ajana from wanting to be available for Mass to receive our Lord in communion. Throughout the days of the pandemic lockdown in Kerala, Ajana received the Holy Eucharist thanks to Father Jean, a priest of the Archdiocese of Veerapoli. By the end of 2021, Ajana could neither speak nor eat, and a gastrostomy tube was inserted into her stomach. The consecrated host was dissolved in water and fed to her via the G-tube. The last week of her life was spent in a hospital room, where she would eagerly wait for Father Jean to bring a Holy Communion each day. Those were the days when Father Jean came to know how deep her devotion to the Holy Eucharist was. During the last days of her life, Ajana transformed her hospital room into an adoration chapel. She offered all of her sufferings for the intention that everyone will come to know and love Jesus. She once wrote to a friend, "If you keep that cancer healing part away, I don't have words to explain how perfectly Jesus takes care of every other aspect of my life. Spiritual, mental, financial, physical needs are fulfilled in unimaginable ways. So it's clear that He is with me." Father Jean says that he can never forget the moments of a holy and peaceful death. On that day, Father Jean had given a Holy Communion and the anointing of the sick in the afternoon, and holding onto his hand, Ajana kept on repeating, "Jesus, Mary, Joseph," until her voice became more and more feeble. Half an hour later, at 3 o'clock, the hour of Jesus' death, Ajana's soul took flight into the arms of her loving Savior. At the funeral, on January the 22nd, Father Jean Felix Katasheri, Ajana's spiritual director for nearly 2 decades, compared her to Blessed Carlo Acutis. Father Katasheri said, "Like Blessed Carlo, Ajana has set apart her life for devotion to the Holy Eucharist from a very early age. Forbearing acceptance and offering of the excruciating pains of cancer for the glory of God, embracing the Eucharistic Lord with a smile, even as death drew close." Ajana George, pray for us.